6. Grouping it up. On Facebook, groups are another tool you can use to socialize online with people. There are groups on just about every subject, including business topics, study groups, and groups that are purely for fun. You can also start your own group. Your profile page will have a link on it called Groups. Click on it to get started. Also, remember that when someone starts a group, they can list it as public or private. If it is private, people can't join it unless they are invited. Groups can be started by individuals, groups, or companies. Some groups are formed for a common goal. Others are filled with like-minded people, and anyone can start a group. If you want to start a group, you'll need to go through the effort of finding members and managing it. Why get started with groups? Groups are another way that Facebook helps develop a sense of community and share like-minded interests. If you want to get the most from your experience on the site, you should consider joining at least one group. You can also start a group. If you have a particular interest, you can start a group to share that interest with like-minded people. Facebook groups for business. You can definitely use the Facebook groups feature for business. There are several ways you can do this. Start a group with your business's theme and network to find people to become members. This will help draw attention to your business. Join groups and contribute as a way to find people for your business. Use the groups to find people to add to your friends list who look like they will be good potential customers or clients. Remember that Facebook is a community, and you need to work to foster that sense of communities. Groups are a great way to do that. However, if you try to sell them, you won't be effective. You just need to be a nice, kind member of the community. How to find a group to join? Before you can actually join a group, you need to find a group to join. In order to do this, the group needs to be listed on one of your networks. Or it can be listed as a global group, which means it is available to all of the networks. When you click on the groups link in your profile, you'll notice two things. The first is that the page will feature a list of groups that you are a part of, and also groups that your friends have joined. To find new groups, you can either join a group a friend is part of, or you can use the search box to find groups that support your interests. You can also use the category feature of the groups page to browse through groups that are part of a specific category. Keep in mind that there are a lot of groups on a variety of different subjects. Each group has a different purpose and a different dynamic. It's okay to be particular. Once you find a group to join, your next step is to click on the link for the group and view the group information. Read through it to make sure it really is something that you want to be part of. If not, keep searching until you find the group that you want to be part of. It's okay to spend the time doing this. In fact, you should do this every time you're looking for a group. There are thousands of groups on the site. You don't want to join every single one of them because that would just be too overwhelming. In a lot of respects, less is more. If you take the time to choose the ones that you really want to be a part of, you'll have a much better experience because you can give your all to these groups and get more out of it. How to join a group? There are several ways you can join a group. The first is to do it from the search page. When you search for a group, you'll be able to view a list of choices. On the right-hand side of the listing, you'll see two options, View Group and Join Group. If you already know you want to join, click Join Group and follow the instructions. If you want to see if the group is right for you, click View Group to get more details. Another way you can join a group is by accepting an invite. Sometimes you'll get notice that you're invited to be part of it. For example, if a friend starts a group, they may invite you to join. Or if someone views your profile and thinks you would be the perfect member of the group, they might also send you an invite. You can either accept or deny this invitation. Another way to do it is to view the groups that your friends are part of to see if you want to join. Then you can click Join This Group, which is located on the upper right-hand corner of the information page, and follow the instructions. Facebook Groups for Business. Keep in mind that if you decide you want to build your business, groups are an excellent tool to do that. This is because they help foster a sense of community. The more people are engaged in the community you've created on your profile, the better your product or service will sell. Keep in mind that in order for the group to be effective, it needs to be valuable and meaningful to people. For example, if you wrote an e-book on how to make a six-figure income as a freelance writer, you may want to create a group on how to be a successful writer. Your group can participate in sharing ideas for how to make money as a writer. In order to make your group a success, you not only need to find a subject that directly relates to the product or service you are selling, but you need to find people to participate in the group. Here are some ideas. browse through profiles, and send a friendly note inviting people to participate. If your group already has several members who participate in it, ask them to tell their friends about it. You may want to offer things like free ebook downloads or discounts to the group members. This helps build a sense of community and tells them that you have their best interests in mind. This will help encourage people to recommend your group to others. Promote your group outside of Facebook. For example, if you are selling an information product about internet marketing, you can go to a forum that you participate in that is related to the subject and invite them to take part in the group. Simply starting the group is not enough. People won't necessarily be able to find the group since there are so many of them. You'll need to go out of your way to get group members, at least at first. Once there are members who are happy with what you have to offer, your membership will start to increase. 7. Facebook applications. One of the unique things about Facebook is its applications. In late spring of 2007, Facebook made their developers platform available. They called it Facebook Markup Language. What it did was allow other people and third-party users to create applications based on their interests. These applications were designed to interact with the Facebook profile. There are a few basic things you can do with them. These include finding them and adding them to your profile, sending them to your friends, making them yourself using the Facebook Developers API. Facebook is unique in that it has made its Developers API available to other uses. This essentially allows people to make applications that interact with the site and the various elements of the user profile. Facebook applications can serve a variety of purposes. The main goal is to help further create a sense of community between the users. Whether they are used for fun or for business doesn't matter, as long as they help encourage your community to participate with one another. Types of applications. There are a lot of different kinds of applications out there. Each day, more and more are being created. The collection of applications is so vast that there are different websites and blogs out there devoted to them. These include quizzes, games, and applications created to interact with websites such as StumbleUpon.com. However, it is important to note that Facebook has also created some applications of its own. Their applications are features of their site, such as the groups, photos, and video sections. Finding your applications. Before you start looking for applications to add, it is a good idea to know what you already have. When you log into your profile, you will notice a section called Applications on the left-hand side of the screen. This gives a list of all the applications you currently have. Once you add an application, you'll need to look at this list to make sure you can see it. If you can't, you didn't add it correctly. This is the section to look if you want to view the different applications your friends have as well. Just click on their profile and view their list. How do you find applications to add? There are a few places you can go to find applications to add to your profile. First, you can visit facebook.com/apps for their official list. Here are some other ideas. On search engines. On your friends' profiles. Get ideas from your newsfeed. Accept an invitation to add an application. On the internet, you can search in your favorite browser for information on some of the best applications. Once a friend adds an application, they have the choice to invite their friends to add them as well. This is a good way to find applications, especially since some of them are more fun when others participate, such as Vampire Bites and some of the quizzes and games. Facebook's applications page. If you look for them in Facebook's official applications page, there are several ways you can go about finding them. The applications page exists with the sole purpose of introducing you to these different applications. Search. If you have an idea of the kinds of applications you want to add, you can use the search tool. You can search for the specific name of the application, or type in a keyword and see what comes up. The search box is on the upper portion of the page, on the right-hand side. Tabs. If you look at the applications page, you'll notice a series of tabs. Recently popular, most activity, most active users, newest. If you click on each of these tabs, they can help you explore the applications. Categories. On the right-hand side, you'll see a list of categories. When you click on these categories, you'll be able to view a list of applications within that category. The page is designed to help you find the applications you want. You'll notice that some of them don't interest you, and some of them do. There are so many that you'll definitely find what you'll need. Adding applications. Once you figure out which applications you want, Your next step is to add them to your profile. When you find something you want to add on the Applications page, all you need to do is click the Add Application button on the upper right corner of the screen. After you click the button, all you need to do is follow the instructions. Visit your profile and look at the Applications menu and see if the new application was installed properly. Then you can begin using it. You also may notice the application in the main body of your profile. Popularity of applications. Since they launched, Facebook Applications has become extremely popular. There are thousands of applications available today, and the number keeps growing. Currently, websites are offering them for download. Friends are inviting other friends to participate and add them. Stanford University even offers a class on how to create applications on Facebook. Other colleges are bound to follow as more and more people realize how important Facebook really is. Not only that, but people love to use these applications. They are great at drawing people together because a lot of them are more fun when others participate, such as the Vampire Bites or some of the games. Applications and social networking. Facebook applications are a wonderful tool for social networking. For example, if you find an application you like, you can invite your friends to add it too. Also, you may start getting invites to add some of the applications. If you do, keep in mind that you don't need to add everything that people send. However, if you do add it, it will give you another element in common with your friend. And social networking done with applications doesn't have to just be casual. If you're a business owner, you can use this concept to either spread an application that you developed or use to encourage a sense of community on your own business profile. Developing applications. Anyone can develop applications for Facebook. All that is required is knowledge of the Facebook markup language, which is the platform for creating them. You can find information and tutorials online for how to use it. Before you develop your applications, you may want to browse through the directory to make sure your idea isn't already taken. If there's too much competition for a particular application, yours may not become popular. Creating applications for business. Anyone with the programming skills can create and distribute an application. Most people do this for pure fun. This is because applications can be engaging and addicting, especially things like quizzes and games. However, since applications are very hands-on, they all have features that are interesting and engaging to people. This makes them extremely valuable because anything that can promote a business while encouraging community participation can be an important thing. For someone who is looking to build a business on Facebook, applications are an essential tool. This is because it can help spread your business and let people know that you exist. Not only that, but it helps build a sense of community between your users and potential customers. And as we know, this is an essential element to building the sense of community that is needed to convert potential customers into customers. Here are some basic advice for creating an application that can be used to help promote your business. Relate it to your niche. One thing that is really important is to relate the application that you are creating directly to the niche, product, or demographic. For certain ideas, this may take a lot of thought because some niches may not relate directly to an idea that will be fun and interesting. Privacy policy. Even though people go online to socialize, they still value their privacy. They exercise their right to enjoy this privacy by joining closed groups and networks and only socializing within their set of friends. There's nothing wrong with being private. It is a natural human instinct to function that way. The wonderful thing about Facebook is that it is the very thing that makes it special. When creating an application, it is a good idea to think along these lines. People who are private by nature will want to experience a level of established trust. An application is a way to go about doing that. Free distribution. Once you go through the steps to create an application that makes sense for what you are trying to accomplish on the site, it is time to distribute it. You'll want to list the application on the site so that users can add it. Once you do that, you can gently invite your friends to install it. If it is well received by a lot of people, it will spread virally. Sometimes you need to push the process along by inviting people to try it out. Other times the application will spread on its own. Both of these methods can be effective. 8. Facebook for Business, Basic Philosophy and Tools. Facebook is an ideal place to start a business. Think about it. There are literally millions of users on the site. They belong to groups and networks. They use the different site applications. Basically, they are sharing their lives and interests with you so that you can help enhance it. If you look at the social networking chapter, you'll notice that we talked about the ethic of social networking. These absolutely apply when using the site to promote your business. you first need to make sure that your actions aren't violating the terms of use. If they are, you need to change your approach. Also, make sure that no matter what you're trying to accomplish, that you don't use the site to spam people. You will not be successful on the site this way. You'll just annoy people. If you use the site ethically and follow the terms of use, you won't have any problems. The basic philosophy. The basic philosophy behind the site for business is to do what you can to build a community around your profile, service, and or product. If you just post a bunch of links and a sales pitch, people won't respond to that. They want to get to know the company or brand and have a good time there. For example, if you run a fantasy football site, your profile will focus on your love for the game. You may also start a group with fantasy football as the theme. You can post your ad and the link for your fantasy football service in the group, and those who are interested will click on it. If people learn to trust your voice and understand that you're on the site to get to know them, they'll respond to that and buy your product or decide to use your service. To further enhance your group and encourage participation, you can create and or add applications, post a poll, and hold meetings where your group members can discuss things. Gain exposure for your product or service. Your basic goal is to use Facebook to get exposure for your product or service. You can use the site to get people familiar with your product. An important aspect of this is to use the site to help build a brand. Even if your product is a little uninteresting, for example, a topic related to finances, you need to do your best to make sure that you somehow make it interesting to your potential customers. The way Facebook works is that you need to find a way to keep people engaged and interested in what you have to offer. You can do this through applications, groups, and by attracting potential customers based on what's on your profile. Build a sense of community. In order for your online business to succeed on Facebook, you need to build a sense of community. People crave this sense of belonging. It's a basic fact of human nature. In order for your business to succeed, you can't sell to them. You need to make people understand that you want to belong to them, that you want to create a place for people to go and participate in what you're offering. People want to be introduced to new ideas. They want to find people with the same interests. They want to connect with others and form friendships on the site. If you are going to use the site for business purposes, this is something that should always be in the forefront of your mind. How can you use it for business? So exactly how can you use Facebook for business? There are several different things you can do with your account, and all of them will lead to your eventual success. When you decide to run a business from your Facebook account, you can choose the activities that make sense for your goals. Here's a list of what you can do with your account. Create a user base and a customer base. Test a niche to make sure you can sell a product on the internet. Promote a business or a service. Use the profile to get clients, for example, if you're a personal trainer. Use the groups, networks, applications, and general site trends to generate ideas. Beta test a product to see if it can sell. Use feedback from your friends to tweak the product and make changes to it. Use the site to do some affiliate marketing. Just make sure you read the terms of use on the site. These are just a few examples of how you can use the site to build or start a business. If you take a look at companies that are currently using Facebook to promote their products, there are a few basic things that they are doing. Each of these ideas must be applied while still keeping the idea of building a community at the forefront of your mind. A note about links. Yes, you can use Facebook to do affiliate marketing. If you don't know what affiliate marketing is, it's a way for you to present products that other people have written and get a certain percentage in commissions. It is important to note, however, that if you want to use the site for affiliate marketing, the terms and conditions prevent you from posting an affiliate link directly in your profile. You can get around this by putting affiliate links in a blog and putting the link to your blog in your profile section. Create your profile. Keep in mind that in order to achieve success, you not only need to understand the concept of community, but you also need to position yourself as an expert. To do that, when you create your profile, you need to highlight your expertise in the topic. Why are you qualified to sell the particular product or service? When you put together your information, these are questions you should answer. However, you should not do it in a way that makes you look like someone positioning themselves for a sale. Your tone needs to be friendly. People will respond to you better if you become a member of the community, not if you're trying to sell something. Tools you can use. In addition to the tools mentioned in Chapter 2, Facebook also offers other tools that you can use to help build your business. These include social ads, pages, beacon, insights, platform, polls. Each of these is designed to help you build your brand on the site and get customers and clients. Your first step is to learn about these tools. In the next section, you'll learn how to tie all of this together so that you can find your success on Facebook. You can take advantage of these features further by visiting http://www.facebook.com/business. Social ads. Social ads are a unique feature because they interact directly with the news feed of the people on your friends list. This means that anyone who has you added as a friend will be able to see information about your business directly in their profile. This also means that you can directly control who sees your ad and achieve targeted traffic rather effortlessly. When it comes to making sales, targeted traffic is what you want. Facebook pages. If you have a business, you should create your own Facebook page for it. This is the same as your profile. By having a page for your business, you take full advantage of the site by allowing people to interact with your business. It also helps build your brand. When someone on Facebook participates in your site, you know that you've won their support and potentially their business. They treat this page as they would any of their friends. People can write on the wall and participate in the experience of your page or profile. It's your job to encourage this interactive experience by adding applications, quizzes, games, starting a group, etc. Basically, you need to pick the activities that make sense for the brand you're trying to build. Facebook Beacon. This is another service that Facebook offers that can help your business by promoting it to your Facebook friends. Beacon allows Facebook to interact directly with your site by posting news about your business on your friends' news feeds. For example, you may specify that you want your friends to know when someone purchases a product or when a new product is released. In order for it to work, you need to paste some code to your site. This feature works because it helps enhance participation with your Facebook page, with your company's site, and with your brand. It can also help increase the word-of-mouth potential for your company, service, or product. Are you afraid this will affect the user's privacy or your business privacy? The people on your friends list have the option to deny the updates. This helps protect your privacy as well as theirs. Facebook Insights. If you want to run a business and use Facebook as a tool, it's natural that you want to know some statistics as to who is participating in your Facebook page and clicking on your social ads. This is exactly what Facebook Insights are. It's a tool that gathers data so that you can determine if your campaign is successful. Once you gather this data, you can determine if your business, product, service, or brand are spreading virally or not. Facebook is powerful because of the word-of-mouth aspect. Facebook Insights helps you gauge just how successful your attempts truly are. Not only that, but it also helps you get data concerning demographics, which can help you target your promotional campaign even better. Facebook Platform. Facebook Platform allows your programmers to design applications that will interact with the site and help enhance the user experience. In order for this to work, you have to make an application that will be fun for people to use. The idea is that they'll enjoy the application and pass it along to their friends, which will give your business more reach and expand your user base. There are different kinds of applications you can design. Quizzes, games, and interactive tools are all popular. For ideas, visit the Applications page on Facebook to get a feel for what designers are coming up with and which applications are the most popular. Whatever you design, it needs to help build your brand on the site. Facebook Polls. Facebook Polls is a valuable tool that you can use to determine certain things about your business. For example, if you're thinking of launching a product that can target a certain demographic, you can give a poll to those who pertain. This feature works because you have access to the demographic information such as age and marital status if the users are on your friends list. You can use this information to focus your efforts on only those who are relevant. Use the feature that makes sense. Yes, Facebook has a lot of options for businesses. However, it's important not to get overwhelmed and to only choose to use the features that make sense for what you want to accomplish. Given the social nature of the site, it can be a powerful tool to help you generate business. However, if you try to do too much, your efforts could backfire. It is best to focus on the small number of features and make sure that you use them to the full extent. And it is important to understand no matter what you try to do on the site, you need to remember that unless you're successful at building a community, you probably won't get the clients or the sales you want.